在这里问候我们弟兄姐妹和各位朋友，大家准备平安。
威廉说，
当我看到这个题目的时候，我觉得好像突然大家是不是觉得有点吓人？
我的 four specific topics I may have scheduled。
这是来自中国的一个成语，叫做盖棺定论。
This is a Chinese saying, judgment after death。
意思是说，盖上这个棺材盖之后才能下结论。
Which means only after the coffin cover is lowered, and then you can make a conclusion about the person。
指的是人死，指人死后对其一生做出评价。
Meaning after the death, we can make a comment about his life。
但是我用双引号把论字引上，表明人死后是有不能改变的结局。
But since I put a quote here, it means there is a unchangeable ending after a man's death.
在我们刚才看的经文当中记载了有财主和拉撒路的故事。
In the scriptures we just read, it recorded a story about a rich man and Lazarus.
那个财主是很有钱的，他穿着很华丽的衣服。
The rich man is wealthy and dressed in purple.
并且他还不止一天，是天天在奢华宴乐。
And enjoyed a luxury life every day.
但很可惜，圣经没有记载他叫什么名字。
But the Bible did not record his name.
但是我们看到另外一个人是非常的贫穷，他要讨饭才能生活。
Yet the other person, he was so poor, he has to beg for his life.
并且他还有疾病，他浑身生疮。
Who was ill and full of sores on his body.
但耶稣告诉我们，他的名字叫拉撒路。
But Jesus told us his name is Lazarus.
记得有一次在儿童主日学上。
I remember in one children's Sunday school.
主日学的老师问下边的小朋友。
The teacher asked the children.
当你们听完财主和拉撒路的故事之后。
After hearing a story about the rich man and Lazarus.
你们选择做财主还是选择做拉撒路呢？
Do you choose to be the rich man or Lazarus?
这好像是一个挺难回答的问题。
Seems to be a question hard to answer.
大家沉默了好久。
And after a long time of quietness,
忽然有一个小朋友站起来对老师说。
Suddenly, a young boy stood up and said.
他说：“老师。
”The teacher.
我要做今生，我今生做财主，来生做拉撒路。
In this life, I want to be the rich man, and the next life, I want to be Lazarus.
你是不是觉得这个小朋友是一个很有智慧的小朋友
？As you can see, he seems to be a wise young boy.
所以我们看到。在这个故事当中讲到一个不能逃避的一个结局。
So this story tells us the ending which we cannot escape.
不管是非常有钱的财主，还是很贫穷的拉撒路。
Whether you are the rich man or the poor guy like Lazarus.
他们都要面对一个结局，就是死亡。
They all face the same destiny, death.
所以拉撒路死了，被放在。亚伯拉罕的怀里。
So after Lazarus died, he was carried to the bosom of Abraham.
当我继续往下读的时候，我发现记载着说财主也死了。
When I continue reading this passage, then it says the rich man also died.
所以不是有疾病患疾病很贫穷的人会有死亡。
So it's not only the poor person or someone with a sickness will die.
非常富有的奢华宴乐的人也要面对死亡。
The rich man living in luxury life will also face death.
死亡不会因为人非常的富有就不轮到那一个人。
Death will not depart from anybody simply because he's rich.
有权力的人也不例外，也要面对死亡。
Always power.
即使是国家元首也会有过世的那一天。
Even the head of each state will face the same destiny.
不管怎样，将来我们都要面对死亡。
No matter what happens now, someday we will all face death.
虽然我们都不喜欢谈到，我们也不喜欢死亡。
Although we don't want to talk about it.
但死亡并不会因为我们惧怕它、不喜欢它，它就不临到我们。
Simply because we are afraid of death and we don't want to talk about it, it will not come.
在希伯来书第九章第二十七节。
Hebrews chapter 9, verse 29.
告诉我们说，按照定命，人人都有一死，死后且有审判。
Just as a man is destined to die once, and after that to face judgment.
我们常常以为人死了就一了百了了。
Often we thought after death there is nothing left over.
但圣经告诉我们不是的。
But the Bible tells us the other way.
死后还会有审判。
After death, there is judgment.
在我自己我还没有永生之前，我非常害怕死亡。
Before I had eternal life, I was afraid of death.
因为我不知道，我死后我会不会变成鬼，或者我到什么地方去了。
Because I didn't know if I would become a ghost, or I didn't know where would I go after death.
我记得如果我们村子里如果有人过世的话。
I remember if someone passed away in my village.
那时候我都要害怕很长一段时间。
It will scare me for a long, long time.
我更是不敢去丧家。
I didn't dare to go to the house of that passed away person.
有一次我不得不到丧家去办事。
And at one time, I had to go there to do some business.
虽然丧礼都办完了，遗体也运走了。
Although the funeral service is over.And the body is no longer there.
但是当我去的时候，我还是紧握着拳头，手心出汗。
When I went there, I was still holding my fist tightly, sweating in my palm.
我的心里非常害怕，我匆匆地办完事情就离开了。
I was so scared. I hurried up and finished my business and then went away quickly.
这是我小时候，大概是青少年的时候吧。
This is at my earlier ages of my life.
后来邻居邀请我认识教会，我听到了美好的消息。
Later on, my neighbor invited me to church so that I know the gospel.
我接受了永生。
I accepted this eternal life.
从此我的生命就发生了很大的改变。
From that moment, a big change in my life.
现在我已经有了永生，所以我就不再惧怕死亡了。
Now that I have eternal life, I'm no longer afraid of death.
记得在神学院毕业以后。
After graduation from the seminary.
那时候我就要经常去主持丧事礼拜。
I hosted funeral services from time to time.
不仅要到丧家或是殡仪馆。
Not only to visiting the household.With the passing person, also I had to go to a funeral home.
而且有的时候还要跟遗体面对面。
And sometimes I have to face the body of the dead person face to face.
并且不是去看一眼就走开，而是要参加完几个小时的丧礼才可以。
It's not just a quick peek and then left. I had to stay there for a long time.
然而我的心里却一点都不害怕。
But I had no fear at all.
因为我，自从我清楚地知道自己有永生之后
，Because after I'm sure that I have eternal life，
我就明白人死后不仅不会变成鬼，我还知道人死后的归宿是在哪里。
Then I understand that after a man dies, he will not turn into a ghost, and I also know where he will go.
财主死了，拉萨路死了，财主也死了。
Lazarus died, and rich man also died.
财主去的地方是阴间。
The rich man went to hell.
但是拉萨路去的地方是亚伯拉罕的怀里。
And Lazarus in the bosom of Abraham.
那是一个蒙福的地方，是一个乐园。
That's a place blessed by God, a paradise.
拉撒路在亚伯拉罕的怀里享受着福分。
Lazarus in Abraham's bosom enjoy the good things and blessing.
但是财主却在阴间受了痛苦。
But the rich man in hell tormented.
所以有来自阴间或地狱的这个呼救。
Therefore, this is the cry out from hell.
财主就呼救说，用指尖蘸点水来凉凉我的舌头。
The rich man cried out, "Have Lazarus come, dip his finger in water and cool my tongue."
因为我在这里实在是太痛苦了。
For I am tormented here in the flame.
但圣经告诉我们说，两者之间有深渊的限定。
But the scripture says, between them there is a big gulf fixed.
阴间的人不能到乐园去。
Those in hell cannot go to the paradise.
那乐园的人也不能到阴间去。
Likewise, those are who are in the paradise cannot cross to the hell.
这个结局已经定好了。
So this destiny is already fixed.
这样的结局是和金钱和享乐有关系吗？
Which has nothing to do with money and enjoyment.
财主之所以下阴间，是因为他很有钱，他在地上享过福吗？
Is it because the rich man had lots of money and enjoyed a good life so that he went to the hell?
拉撒路到乐园，是因为他在地上很贫穷，他生病吗？
And Lazarus went to the paradise because he was poor and he was sick.
答案显然是不是的。
The answer is certainly no.
财主是因为不信不悔改，所以才下阴间的。
The rich man went to hell because he did not repent and did not believe.
他自己没有悔改，但是他却希望他的弟兄们能够悔改。
Although he himself didn't repent, but he expected his brothers to repent.
免得他们也到他自己的地方来。
Lest they also come to the same place as torment.
所以在阴间的时候，他才知道悔改，可惜是太迟了。
Then, being in hell, he decided, he realized repent, but it's too late.
他就说我还有五个弟兄他可以对他们做见证，免得他们到这痛苦的地方。
And he said, I have five brothers, let us go there to testify so that they will not come to this place of torment.
他希望拉撒路可以去帮他做这件事情。
He hoped that Lazarus would go to his household to do these things.
但是亚伯拉罕说他们有摩西和先知的话可以听从。
But Abraham told him, they have Moses and the prophet to hear.
并且亚伯拉罕也告诉他说。
And Abraham also told him.
若不听从摩西和先知的话。
Unless they hear Moses and the prophet.
就是有一个从死里复活的，他们也是不听劝。
Even if someone go there from death, they will not be convinced.
所以如果人的心灵是关闭的，而且是排斥神的话。
If your heart is closed and refuse God's word.
那么任何的证据，甚至死人复活都不能改变他们。
Any testimony, even someone arise from death, will not change you or convince you.
当财主和拉撒路他们都死了之后，
When both the rich man and Lazarus die,
他们这个结局是没有办法改变的。
Their ending is fixed and cannot be changed.
但是财主受到的痛苦，他不希望他的家人跟他一样受痛苦。
And rich man suffered so much and he hoped that his brothers will not suffer.
他没有悔改，但是他期盼着他的家人可以悔改。
He did not repent, but he hoped that his family members will repent.
今天当我读到这个故事的时候，
when I read this passage today,
我心里有一个感动。
I had always a move inside me.
我盼望我们都能够悔改。
Hoping every one of us can repent.
并且接受耶稣为我们个人的救主。
And accept Jesus as our personal savior.
不要像那一个财主。
Unlike the rich man.
下到阴间才悔改。太迟了。
So late when he was already in hell, and then he realized the importance of repent.
因为人一死，一切都已经成定局了。
For after a man's death, everything has been fixed.
信与不信，悔改不悔改，都在乎我们今天的决定。
To believe or not believe, to repent or refuse to repent, it's all dependent on today's decision.
愿我们都能够认识耶稣，并且让他成为我们的救主。
I hope every one of us can accept Jesus and let Him be our Savior.
因为这是我们一生最美的祝福。
For this is the most beautiful blessing in our lifetime.
因为永生不是我们死后才得到的。
Because eternal life is not until after we die.
是我们在相信接受耶稣为救主的那一刻起，我们就有永生在我们里面。
It starts at the moment when we accept Jesus Christ.
我们就有了永远的生命。
And then we have eternal life.
我们的生活就会有改变。
And then our life will be totally new.
愿我们都能够来到上帝的面前。
Let's all come before God.
让耶稣成为我们的救主。
Let Jesus be our Savior.
愿神赐福他的话语。
May God bless His own words.
我们低头来祷告。
Let's pray.
天父上帝，我们感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
我们来到你的面前来祷告。
We come before you and pray.
我们谢谢你拣选我们。
We thank you for choosing us.
让我们成为神你的儿女。
Become children of God.
这是何等样的福分。
Such a big blessing.
我们有愿主的圣灵感动在我们当中。
May your Holy Spirit move among us.
让我们能够选择耶稣成为我们个人的救主。
So that we can choose Jesus Christ as our personal Savior.
让我们得到那在天上的福分。
And to get the heavenly blessing.
我们谢谢你的恩典。
We thank you for your blessing.
我们这样的祷告，奉耶稣的名求。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.